This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. With first election returns just a few hours away, anticipation about tonight's election outcome is growing. If you've found this whole election stressful, you're far from alone. A survey by the American Psychological Association found that 52% of adults say it's been a significant source of stress. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg spoke with local experts about stress and the post-election outlook for relief.
In 20 years of practice, Dr. Ellen Slosby has never seen an election cause so much stress.
Things like GI symptoms have escalated in some of my clients, sleep disruption, shortness of breath, palpitations at times, especially, unfortunately, when they're watching the news.
Slosby is the director of the Mind-Body Pain Service at the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital. She says her clients have been expressing fear for the country and anxiety about how to relate to friends and family who have different views now and at upcoming holiday dinners. Even children have been feeling the effects, says Massachusetts General Hospital child psychiatrist Steve Schlossman.
Even kids who are, you know, who are for the most part not of voting age are incredibly stressed. And part of that is picking up on the stress from their parents and just the surrounding kind of milieu of society. And part of that is the partisanship that they're seeing voiced quite loudly in the schools, not so much from the teachers, from what I can tell, but from the kids.
At a polling location in Brookline today, Nimit Sawhney, the CEO of a high-tech startup, voted in his first U.S. presidential election, and he says it did cost him some sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it does keep you thinking a lot of nights, what's going to happen, because I'm an immigrant, I came here, I'm a U.S. citizen now.
He says the insults flying around struck him as un-American and added to the stress. So did casting his vote today bring some relief?
Not really. I mean, we'll have to wait what happens tonight with the results. Hopefully better sense prevails. But if it doesn't, then I think there'll be a lot more stressful days ahead.
For people who've been stressed out by this election, the effects may well linger for weeks, even if the election turns out exactly as they hope, says Dr. Ellen Slosby.
It takes some time for the fight or flight response, for the physiology that has been activated in the body to calm down again.
She says people can bring their stress levels down faster if they use breathing techniques and other methods to consciously help themselves relax. And she recommends other pillars of self-care: good sleep and nutrition, meditation, and exercise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.